Hello and welcome to the Motivations Podcast, where she shares God's success stories and give faith action steps to push you toward your purpose in the areas of life where you've been stagnant. We show the before and after parts of the purpose journey that may fail to be seen in the social media world. Our guests share their experiences of overcoming challenges, struggles, fear, and lack of faith, while also sharing their consistency, determination, perseverance, and drive moving forward.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are watching this live. Welcome to the Motivations Podcast with me, Coach Mona. I'm excited to come and share. We're beginning our 10-day series. Is it a series or is it a challenge? It's just a 10-day time and purpose to start off this second quarter of 2023. Hopefully you have received your books. Hopefully you did order them on Amazon. It is available in paperback as well as in ebook form on Amazon. So this is an old book with a new look. I believe we first published this book in 2016, but I'm guessing. We did revamp this book. I changed the cover this year, and we changed the interior to color as well as upgraded it to a quarterly 10-day book. So you can use this book throughout throughout the year, each quarter. So at the beginning of each quarter, you can go through the 10 days to do a refresher, to refocus, and to realign. Now, bear with me. I'm still under the weather, as you can hear, but I'm going to try to get through this. So today is day one, which we will go over commandment number one. And just want to read the purpose of the book. The purpose of the Ten Commandments of Purpose, achieving God's plan for your life. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments to share with the nation of Israel after their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. These laws dealt with both their relationship with God and others. It also taught them the do's and the don'ts as God's chosen people. They were to live by them to be distinguished from other nations. The Ten Commandments are found in the book of Exodus chapter 10 in the Holy Bible. Just as the children of Israel had the Ten Commandments from God for guidance and discipline, this book by Coach Mona, The Ten Commandments of Purpose, is designed to lead and guide you into being your true self and to fulfill the call and plan God has for your life. So that is the whole entire purpose of this book. This was, a God idea, and I believe it was 2016. So let's go through our first commandment for our day one of meeting here on Facebook Live. We will meet here each morning. I will try to get here at 7, no later than 7:15, so bear with me. I'm kind of moving slow. still under the weather. I do not have COVID, thank God. My fever has broken. I'm have more energy, but my voice is still not the greatest. So commandment number one, before we go into the commandment, I did want to focus on the word purpose and just explain. The word purpose means, the purpose means the reason for the existence of a thing. So purpose for our lives is the reason why we are here and the reason that why God created us. It's why we exist in the earth realm. And when we get to finding our purpose in life, we will find out that this, when we find out the purpose of our life, that is when we will find ourselves thriving and moving and operating the way that God will have us to do. We will not be wondering, and why am I asking the question, why am I here? Why was I created? Why was I born? It does not matter our circumstances of how we got here. All that matters is God allowed us to make it here in the earth realm, and he did allow it for a reason. So it doesn't matter if you come from a perfect family. I do not. So that is not, you know, don't let allow your circumstances to deter you from really seeking God for the purpose of your life. So if you do not know the purpose for your life specifically, ask God and he will tell you. But I can tell you a few things now. If you're as an individual, your purpose is to be your true, authentic self. If you are a parent, your purpose is to be the God parent, the God type of parent that God would want for you to be. And this is for Christian believers. I'm not imposing my beliefs on anyone, but I am a Christian, and this book is Christian based. Let me add that. So as a mother, I'm a mother. So God has called me and purposed me to be a mother. And so I need to go about making sure I'm doing that in the way that God will be pleased with me mothering my children, correct? Not saying that I've always gotten it right, but I got better down the, you know, as I matured and grew in my walk with God. And so know that at any moment you can change your life, you can change your walk, you can change how you view things with just having a made up mind. And so that is how you get to purpose. First of all, looking at where are you now in life? What positions do you hold? What status do you hold, right? What career are you finding yourself thriving in? Wherever God has you stationed in life, that is your purpose. And you want to operate in those purposes in intentionality, right? You want to do it to the best of your ability. The Bible says, all that we do, do us unto the Lord. So we want to work in a spirit of excellence and do our best at all that we do. And when we do that, that's fulfilling purpose. And the more we operate in fulfilling that purpose in that level of where we just know where we are and the different hats we wear and where God has us stationed and our titles in life, that is a great start. And then God will move you forward and bring you into other things that he will have for your life. Amen? Amen. So you have a purpose, and you do know some of the purposes that God has called you to, just from me just explaining it in that form. So don't always look for the big shebang for purpose. No, purpose is in the simple everyday living. Purpose is in the simple everyday living of your life. Okay? So the first commandment, commandment number one, is you shall always pray. Prayer is always the key ingredient to living a purpose-filled life. Our scripture, our focal scripture for this commandment, is found in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. And prayer is simply communicating with God. So we have our commandment for each day, our vocal scripture. There's a devotional reading, which I'm not going to read through it. I hope you have the book. And for one, my voice is leaving. And two, I want you to have your own copy of the book to go through it. And then we have a prompt, a purpose prompt at the bottom of each page. And I will go through that question. And then we will be done. And then the following page has, for this commandment, each day of the this week for you to write out your prayer focus. My prayer focus for this week is healing, for healing for my body. And then you write a designated prayer time, whether it's in the morning or the evening. And then each day you just write your specific prayer for your focus for this week. So you shall always pray. Prayer is what? Just communicating with God. And not just talking to God, but also hearing from God. So it's a dialogue, right? And our purpose prompt for commandment one, it says, have you found yourself failing to pray due to busyness, distractions, or not knowing how to pray? Set time aside each day to talk to God before your day gets busy or full of distractions. Also, journal your prayers, and then read them aloud to God. Prayer is just a normal conversation that you have with God, just like you have with your friend, with your spouse, with your coworkers. It's just a two-way conversation. So don't complicate prayer. It's really simple. Either way, God can relate and understand you. Just be real, be sincere, and open to Him, open up to Him, and wait to hear from Him. So when we're going to prayer, don't always be in a rush to pray and then move. No, pray in a quiet place, preferably in the morning before the day gets busy. Set your clock to wake you up earlier than your usual time to set aside that time to pray. Set yourself still, meditation mode, quietness, clear your mind, and talk to God. Whether you pray on your knees, you sit in your chair, you lay down still, it doesn't matter the posture. It matters the posture of your heart, not the posture of your body. So don't get caught up in, you know, oh, I got to get on my knees. No, God is looking at the heart. Okay, so it doesn't matter the posture of prayer. It matters the posture of your heart. And once you're in that place, just talk to God, pour out to Him. Thank Him, right? And I always, as I tell my church, we would start doing the prayers of ACTS, A-C-T-S. First, you adore God, adoration, right? Then you, what, C, confess your sins. Then you, T, thanksgiving prayers. And then S, prayers of supplication. So you first, you start letting God know how much you adore Him, how much you appreciate Him. And then you go into your confession. You're confessing your sins, the ones you know of, the ones you may have committed, you may not even have been aware of. Confess your sins to the Lord. And then you want to go into thanksgiving, thanking God for what He's done, for what He's going to do. Just thanking Him. Think of all the things that you can thank God for. And then after you thank God, then you go into the S, which is supplication. Then now you want to ask God for the things that you need to supply, supplication, to supply the needs that you have. So the prayer of ACTS is a great way to start your prayers each morning. That's A, adoration, C, confession, T, thanksgiving, and S, supplications. Write that down and keep that before you. So that is our commandment one, day one. And we will see you back here on tomorrow. Be sure to share this out. Get your book if you have not purchased your book yet. You need the paperback. I'm not going to even say get the ebook. Get your paperback. If you have Amazon Prime, you will get it in 2 days. So get the book and meet us back here. Comment below that you were here. And any questions you may have or any comments or encouragement for me. Keep me in prayer. I feel much better. We will see you on tomorrow for day two, commandment two. Talk to you soon. God bless. Toodles.